Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Kevin, you look like you're ready to go.
Always ready to go. Yesterday, Lisa, you weren't here, but I did a pickle story. Steve Bertrand?
Pickles seem to be having a moment.
Pickles are having a moment. I've done countless pickles.
Moments. Many moments.
Many moments on pickles. And there was a pickle beer we talked about, pickle ketchup, all kinds of pickle stuff going on.
Pickle dip was yesterday,
and I failed to share Bridget's pickle dip recipe, but she sent it to me. It's... I can get you guys all the measurements. Just eye it. You'll figure it out. There's sour cream involved, whipped cream cheese, ranch packet, cheddar cheese, and bacon. And also something she got from Aldi, I believe, which is pickle de gallo. It's almost like it's like a de gallo, but it's used pickles. And you mix all that together, and it's a pickle dip.
Is it green?
A little. Yeah. I mean, there's some green in there. Yeah. From the pickles. And she made it over the weekend, and I brought it up yesterday just because there have been so many pickle stories, and as Steve Bertrand said, that pickles are having a moment, and I wanted to share the recipe. But also, as like after we were talking about it this morning, I'm just kind of scrolling, and what do I see from the New York Times? Here's the title: Our Very Favorite Pickles, Plus Some Polarizing Picks. So pickles are having a moment. The New York Times put together a list of 47 different pickles. I think the Mets are selling pickles in a little mini bucket as a concession this year. So a lot of pickle talk. Wanted to share the pickle dip recipe that Bridget made over the weekend. And you can read about 47 different pickles in the New York Times today.
I'll tell you my favorite. Nathan's horseradish pickles. They're in the refrigerated section of the grocery store. I'm telling you what, they're expensive and the jar is small, but they are fantastic. Have you had them?
Is that like Nathan's, like the hot dog Nathan's?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
I'll have to look for them.
Yeah, refrigerated section. All right, what do you have for us, Bob Kessler?
Well, we talked about this a little bit earlier, the Riot Fest lineup, which includes these guys. My favorite band now of all time, Anjan D. Poitran. Will
is that
be
a polka band?
They're not a polka band. They're the guys, they have the paper mache masks. One with a big nose, the other with also a big nose, and they wear polka dots. And,
more like techno, Mary.
Oh, okay. It sounds like polka to me.
It's not really something I think you can label very well, but I ran across an interview with the lead singer of Def Leppard, and they are also his favorite new band. Joe Elliott of Def Leppard there with the French radio station RTL2. So he is their newest and possibly biggest fan.
Did you know that stood for chest infection?
I did. I think it might actually be chest pain, not chest infection. I don't want to get in an argument with Mr. Elliott, but I think he's
like a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Anjan, spelled A-N-G-I-N-E, angina, right? Angiogram, all that. We know our Latin word roots. So yeah, they're coming to Riot Fest in a few months. I tried to get tickets to see them in Minneapolis online on Friday, and it sold out actually within 5 minutes at First Avenue.
Yeah, First Avenue, not very big, but you know, that just means you have to go on to a third-party vendor website.
Considering it.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I'm telling you what, Riot Fest is a great spot, and they have great beverages, great coffees, great beers.
Okay.
It's really cool.
They're only selling tickets in, you can get a 3-day pass. Will they later sell a 1-day pass?
I think they will sell a 1-day
pass. Can I do like a 1-hour pass just to see the band I want to see?
Nope. I think you're in for the whole day. What's your story, Mary?
Okay. So you guys are the cooks on the show. So how do you get rid of soggy taco chips? Any ideas?
Yeah. Throw them away.
Okay, so
how'd they get soggy?
I don't know. So you know how we were talking about Jewel earlier today, and how expensive they're one of the most expensive grocery stores. That was a news story that in the newsroom. But you know, I frequent the Jewel all the time in my hometown. Love my Jewel. They have a lot of things that are unusual in the Jewel, and one of them is their baked daily taco chips.
You guys are really good.
They're really good. I've never had an issue. I get the guacamole, and my husband's been out of town, so here's me at home. I got the taco chip bag. I'm all excited. I got the guacamole. I'm going to have a little snack. And I open the bag, and they're all wilted and soggy. I'm like, I've never had that happen before. And I looked on the bottom, and I'm like, okay, what's the expiration date? Which is what everybody does now. Well, when did they expire? And they said they were packed on the day before, so I bought them. They weren't, there was no expiration date that, you know, that.
I'm guessing they put them in the bag while they were still warm, and they, that's got to be it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just wondering if any of the listeners have had this kind of an issue and what you can do, because that's an entire bag of taco chips I had to throw away, because like
you should
said.
Should return them, Mary.
Oh, come on.
You could throw them in a pan with some
they
more
were
oil, maybe.
I think they were like $2.99, which is pretty good, because if you buy chips, you know, off the shelves. Yeah. They're a lot more expensive than $2.99.
The Jewel tortilla chips are very
good. They're the best.
That's a
bummer. So are Caputo's. Caputo's was doing that for a while, too. They were fantastic.
Yeah, I've never had an issue, ever.
Jewel had unbelievable Memorial Day weekend sales, by the way.
Well, maybe these were the leftovers.
Oh, the beer. Did you get a deal on the Miller Lite?
You buy two $13.99 for a 24-pack. Are you kidding me? It's the best deal out there.
$13.99 for a 24-pack?
Yes, when you buy two. And I'm like,
why can't they do that for Diet Coke?
There were all kinds of pop deals this weekend, Mary, I was going to tell you.
I missed, no.
Yes, there was.
It was like $11.99 for a 12-pack.
I saw something, it was like buy three, get two. I don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, buy three, get three.
Kevin, you got a can of beer for 50 cents a pop.
Wow. You
guys,
good job,
I keep
Kevin.
Telling you about the Jewel beer deal. A handful of times throughout the year, they do these deals. Like
did
normally
you have to
around
clip
holidays.
The coupon thing?
Yeah, you just clip the coupon, and it's when you buy two 24 packs of Miller Lite, it's $13.99 a pack for 24 beers.
That's cheap.
It's unbelievable.
But
because I think I pay that for just a 12 pack of Corona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you check the expiration date? Because that's what everybody has to do now.
That does seem
I bet
to
you
be
could put
problem.
Those chips in the oven. You could have put them in the oven.
Really?
Crisp them up.
Yeah, I guess I could have done that. Well, I
like
know.
Those. Is it
they were so
Sochitel?
Bad.
It's X-O-S-H-I-T.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it either.
Those are good, too. Those are good. But my favorites, Uncle Julio's. And I'm so mad we don't have that Uncle Julio's on North Avenue anymore.